shit.
And with that sound of the lighter cracking that J, another High 502 Guys session has started.
Whoop whoop.
Here at the beautiful headquarters of the crown jewel of Clallam County. Undisclosed location.
We ain't telling you motherfuckers nothing.
You know it's three dudes and we're back and it feels so
good. So good. Oh man, I have missed you guys.
You know us, three so dudes good. Navigating Washington's rec market just for you. We took $40 and we spent it. Now we're going to tell you what we bought, and we're trying to smoke as much as we can in the next hour.
Bow.
To my left, I got Tino. To my right, I got Justin, and I'm Clock, and here we go. Let's spark it up. Justin, hey. What did you buy with your $40?
So I went to Karma in Squim, and I got some Pagoda, and I picked up their Rapper Kush.
Okay.
I've only hit this joint so far, but I like it.
Premium like indoor.
Rapper?
Mm-hmm. Mm. The packaging looks nice. It looks like a Chinese pagoda on it.
Yep.
You got that wrapper kush coming in at 22.9% THC.
Damn. Oh, really nice. Yeah. Like, it's not like an overwhelming flavor on it, you know? The terps aren't too much. It tastes real nice, very light. You know this, we haven't coughed yet.
How much you pay for that? Is that all quarter right there?
Yeah, I bought the quarter. It was around 40. I also picked up some Doghouse. We've smoked them before.
That's
so
right.
I decided to bring these guys. But I picked up an eighth of Doghouse as well for the rest of my $40.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, with my discount, it was like 28.
Man,
28 to 30 for the quarter.
I suck at math, ladies and gentlemen, so I just gave him the look like, I trust you.
Don't
look. Tino, what? Don't look at you for math?
Don't look at me for math.
Come on,
don't look at
now.
Me for counting.
I know you got $40. I saw you get it out at Nature's. Boy, what did you get for your $40? Tell me.
The cabbage patch on them. I got some 9-pound hammer RSO from Double Delicious.
Ooh.
And goddamn, my dick's in the dirt. And I also got an eighth of some G cup from the Seattle Private Reserve.
Hey, that Private Reserve is good shit, man.
I love their glass. I could use this for more weed. I could use this for a lot of other things. And it smells really great. I did not do any research for the G cut, but ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, I think this weed's gonna get me high.
Ooh.
So, for $39. RSO and an eighth of weed, I think I can dig that one.
9-pound hammer too. That's a good RSO. Remember that weed first came out?
Yeah,
that was the hammer of the gods. It was so spicy and pungent.
Yes,
and this G cut looks really nice too. It's got like a lot of nice hairs on it. It's real dense, man.
It's very sporadic in its hairs. It looks like it just rolled out of bed. Yeah. Honestly,
you got bed head.
Yeah, it's got bed head.
Okay, boys, I got a confession to make.
Oh, God.
I didn't spend $40 this week.
No.
Oh.
I spent
$42.50.
Oh. You know, I just got paid.
Ooh.
I was trying to stay within my budget, but I could not help it. And
hey, taxes are a bitch, bud.
I think I got burned, boys. We'll talk about it a little later in the show, but right now I'm feeling like I didn't get my money's worth. We'll talk about it a little later.
All right.
We're just saying.
With my $40, first I got some Honey Crystal. From Oleum. Mm. Yes, Oleum came in at $22.50 at Nature's Gift.
That's
35% off today. Doorbuster.
You can't beat
that. This Purple Jack got 86% total cannabinoids and 2.3% total terps. It's all good. It's all good. I'll get what I can get. $22.50. Then with my other $20, I bought a Hellevated brand vape cart. You know, one of my favorite strains is Strawberry Cough.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So anything with strawberry in it, kind of gets me going. I'm not gonna lie.
I love strawberry.
I'm gonna be honest. I bought a Hellevated strawberry haze vape cart today, and I took it out and I tried to use it in my pen, and it did not work. Oh yes.
And then I took
Was it the battery, or did you have maybe another cart that you were able to try?
Well, Tino, great question. Right now, I use an eLeaf mini stick, and I've owned it since 2016.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a long life for those little batteries.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been hitting it on this can of Organics Banana Kush vape cart, 1 gram style.
Oh, I love that.
So good. So good. So you know what? I was like, okay, I'll hit the can of Organics. Thick white milky claws.
Oh,
delicious.
Wow.
I'll hit the strawberry haze, banana strawberry. There was nothing there. Oh, God, what? There was nothing there. No smoke at all.
None?
So I thought, okay, okay.
Nate Dogg would be like, tripping. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Hold up. Hey. I was like, okay, okay, okay. Calm down, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're mad. This is the first time a vape cart has ever burned you like this before.
That's unknown. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. And you know what? I trust the brand. The iCrusher brand is what it is. So yeah, I took it back. I took it back to Nature's in the original packaging with the original receipt. And they hooked it up to another battery. And they said, please listen, Mr. Clock. And I put my ear up to it, and I did hear a sizzle.
Oh, they tested it in store?
I couldn't hit it, which is what I really wanted to do. Can I be honest?
Hey.
I'd say, I'm sorry, store manager of Nature's. Clock out real quick. Come outside. Let's go for a hot lap.
Yeah, why not?
Hit this pen and show me it makes milky white clouds like the banana kush did.
Mm.
But he did not. He said to me, this thing is sizzling.
Yeah.
I can hear the atomizer working. Therefore, there is no need to give you your money back or a new vape cart. So I'm sitting here today. I showed up at the international headquarters of High 502.
Ow.
Here on the crown jewel of Collin County itself. And I hooked it up to several pens. Luckily, I'm a man who has friends who also have vape pens as well.
Gotta have them.
And by God, this Fat Panda brand vape cart vaporizer cartridge battery, I hooked it up to it.
Save and it worked. Life.
And it worked.
Wow.
So what does this mean, kids? Does this mean the technology is so far beyond my old 2016 vape pen that it just won't charge? Or does it mean we got some trickery afoot? I tell you what. So here we go. I didn't mean to get into it right away, but Hellevated, at Hellevated Cannabis on Instagram.
Yeah.
Listen, bros, I'm freaked out, okay?
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
You're making me not ever want to buy another vape cart again.
In my life.
Because I don't want to be able to get burned like this.
Who do we trust in this situation?
Who do you trust? Not
iCrusher. The battery? Or the, I'm tell or you the what. Card itself?
But it's working right now. So hey, as long as I can borrow my friend's vape pen battery, I'll be fine. But that's not... I mean, that's a... We don't live in a world like that.
You
we
know
don't
what?
Live in a world.
Honestly, Clark, you sound so fed up that the only thing that seems to be able to cool you down at all would be maybe two extra large t-shirts and a woman-sized medium.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly.
That two XLs, one double XL, two XLs, and as always, a women-sized medium from either Hellevated or iCrusher. And by God, I'll get right back on the vape train. But right now, I'm scared, folks. Yeah. So you've been warned. Dab, smoke flower, hit joints, eat RSO, eat edibles. Vape pens are caught. Be cautious.
Mm.
Okay?
I'm traumatized.
But, you know, that's the power of t-shirts. It can change your mind real quick.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I'm
and
telling
that,
you.
And that's the end of the rapper Kush joint.
Woo!
Damn.
Do you know what happens next, folks, as I tell you all about my illegal transportation of marijuana across state lines. I'm a bad boy. I visited Chalice Farms.
Chalice
has six locations in Oregon. Portland and Happy Valley is the one I went to. And they got a real cool branding. They take weed from other farms and put it into the Chalice labeled bottle. Mm-hmm. It's a fully vetted service, and that just means every step of the way they're making sure that no bad cannabis goes onto the store shelf. So that was interesting. Oregon's laws are a little different, so this bottle was not sealed. It was opened, and I purchased for you, my friends, and my friends on the podcast, Banana Punch. 24.88% THC and almost 1% of CBD. This was grown by Pacific Frost Farms and distributed by Greenpoint, Oregon in the Chalice bottle. Beautiful wood inlay. And I know my man Justin, you've been to the Portland location.
I have. Yeah, and when I went in there, I'm telling you, like, I went on a trip to Oregon and I went to two really nice...
Bless you.
Two really nice... dispensaries on the way there. So I went to Dockside Soto, which is arguably for me one of the nicest dispensaries in the state.
Yeah.
And then I went to Chalice when I went to Oregon, man, and Chalice was sick. Beautiful stores. The weed is really good. When I went down there, I got some of their peach cobbler.
Ooh.
And that was some of the best weed I've smoked in a long time, man. It was really, really fire. And yeah, I bought some shirts from there because I like their branding and their store so much. So I'm excited for this joint, man.
Yeah, I saved it the entire week. It's just been chilling at my house because I knew that this was going to be something special. I wanted to share with you, the people at home, and my friends at this circle.
Look, this goober told me about this fire weed that he bought on Monday. No, I don't want to smoke it. Ladies and gents, I've been waiting all fucking week. Oh, just man. As long as this guy.
Yeah.
Banana punch, purple punch knocks me on my ass.
I'm actually really happy you didn't tell me that you had this until today, because I would have been dying of anticipation.
Man.
Man, this is tasty.
I'll tell you what, it came in 2 grams. I paid about $12 a gram for it. It was 2 gram eighths and ounces. That was the part I offered at this.
Yep.
And it was cool because they have taxes just like we do up here in Washington, but they showed you the pre-price and the post-price, so you could kind of budget it out. Because that's the one thing about the Washington market. Unless they put stickers on this stuff and tell you what the price is, I'm always like, what's this? How much? And then I sit there like an idiot, high and nervous, trying to do mental math, thinking if my 40 or 60 $60 will be enough to pay for what I'm trying to buy. So this was real straightforward. I bought some joints as well. See, I spent $40 in the Oregon Rec Market. And I got $24 in this banana punch. I got $10 in a 4-pack of joints of blackberry cheesecake, or black cherry cheesecake, excuse me.
How was that?
It was good. You know, it looked like a can of cum in a raw paper, tight twist. Just a little dry.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I was
saying. They have a hint of some cheese, like some dairy product on the back end, you know, like the creamy cookies family does, you know, that creamy
thing. Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, it was chill. I was really more excited about this. I just wanted to see what their pre-roll game was look like since we've done some packaging things, and that was like $36, and then I bought a pen and a lighter. $40 later, I walked out. So cheers to you, Chalice William Simpson, the owner of that. You're doing something right, bro.
Yeah,
I like how you're conglomerating out with Gold Leaf Incorporated, and you're getting all integrated with every license available. You're big time. And so come visit Canada sometime, bro.
Yeah,
we'll give
you
a tour.
Baby.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, dude.
So first of all, this joint, delicious.
Man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's really
it's
sweet.
It's got a really good taste, man.
Yeah. I find it sweet, and like I said, banana punch, I think of purple punch immediately. Like I said, that knocks me on the ground. This banana punch, you can't beat it. You can't.
That shout outs to Justin, by the way. Didn't mean to get all sappy, but I'm gonna. You held down the fort last week with story time. We just appreciate you.
Thank you. Keep it going, player.
That was a lot of fun.
I had fun. I will say, though, I have missed the fuck out of you guys.
Yes, yeah.
We miss you, too.
Yeah,
it's been
like a month, at least a month since we've done
true.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's happening between clock? You've been on a camping trip to Oregon.
Yep. We had Father's Day bubble run that took kind of all of us away from that in Monroe. Mm-hmm. We also had
to Seattle.
Seattle.
We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh,
we
God. You guys.
About this.
Okay, so first of all, we'll apologize because that was supposed to be High 502's road trip of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We forgot the microphone. Let's all just admit it. We just said, fuck it, we forgot it.
Dropped the ball.
So
we were on the ferry.
Exactly. No, we were so focused on making this day happen that one little minute thing slipped from our minds.
Yeah.
So we're stunners. So what?
Yeah, we had a great day nonetheless.
I'll be the first one to say I dropped the ball on that.
Oh,
my bad, guys.
I was going to name
it's a village. It's a village.
I enjoyed what happened. We would have had responsibilities
of
recording, and this way we were able to first hit our ferry right on motherfucking time.
Which we did. Met at the QFC.
And then we opened up Georgetown Brewery
in
Seattle. How was that?
Awesome. Those guys all have ridiculous facial hair. And and they have got some killer beer. Honestly, the Bodhisattva reminds me a lot of a certain forbidden fruit strain from a certain farm. Canna Organics is forbidden fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I think we left there with couple of glasses, couple of growlers.
Yeah,
and
I
a
actually
of beer.
I just killed a sixer of Bodhi's Lafa yesterday.
Yeah,
it was the first time I found it since then. I've been looking for it the whole time, and I find they sell that at Walmart. Who the fuck? Hey,
yeah,
but
no, sick. Free flights. I filled up three growlers, a Lucille, a Manny's, and a Bodhisattva. Everyone either bought pint glasses or taster flight, so we had glassware. And if you're a cop, could put on your earmuffs right now, because I'm telling you, we felt like fancy bitches rolling through the city in a Toyota
Sienna.
Toyota Sienna.
2019, baby.
Drinking growlers of Georgetown throughout the city. We felt ballin'.
Ballin'. Oh, we had that nice cooler. It kept the beer so cold. Yeah.
Right down the street is Dockside Soda. We went and saw some of our favorite bud tenders and our favorite products on the store shelves in a light, bright, airy, friendly location in South Downtown Seattle.
How nice is that fucking store, man?
Ladies and gents, what other dispensary have you ever been to where it costs $0.00399 to get some cash out at the ATM?
It's unheard of. I was telling the lady at Karma that yesterday when I bought the Pagoda, because she said that they set their ATM at the lowest that you can set it. She was like, but we own our ATM, so all the money that you pay for the fee goes to us. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. At least it's going to the store, you know? But then I told her about Dockside. I was like, you know, these guys have it to where you don't pay anything. And she's like, I wonder what kind of machines they're using, because they couldn't put it any lower. You have to charge something. So how are they able to get around that? I don't know. But, you know, I appreciate it. Because I hate paying $5 to get money out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, $225 and then $225 from your own bank.
Well, listen.
Ooh, can we integrate with the bank sooner?
Yeah, cannot.
Listen, Karma, if you're listening, look, that's cool if all the money goes to you. But, hey, why not set it up this way? I know most people won't, and that's kind of a shitty thing. But, you know, people would feel way better if you didn't have that fee, because just having that, and you're like, man, I have to take money out. Boom, here's $250 and another charge. Man, I'd rather just give you that $5 in the tip jar, homie. I feel way better about that than seeing that on the screen. So, it's not going to happen with everybody, but...
True, huh? But, you know, like she said, it was the lowest that they could set it. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool of them.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know, they're still making money, but it's the least amount of money that they could be making. So.
So, that's it. That's what Sodo leaves as a lasting impression. Fees that defeat the laws of gravity and physics as we know it.
Yeah. But so, not only that, the display, though.
Oh, the displays are beautiful.
It's great.
They had terpene displays. They had in-glass displays of buds, and all the different stores were separated with their products, and the staff was super friendly.
And then they had a medical consulting spot over on the far right.
That's true.
Which was pretty cool too, man.
That means they're legit. If you want to sit down and talk their ear off for 45 minutes about CBD, someone's going to listen to your crazy old ass.
Yeah. Yep.
So get your ass down to Dockside Soda. This is what we're smoking on next. Guys, I'm trying this Hellevated. I'm going to pass around this vape cart.
Okay.
This is in the Fat Panda battery, and it's working at 3.6 volts.
Okay.
And the connection's there, so we're going to hit this bad boy.
Okay. While that's happening, I'm going to heat someone up for a dab. Whoever wants to take one, I'll give it to you.
What are we dabbing on?
I have a blueberry headband right now.
Okay.
And that is from Mountain High. I've never had this company before. Honestly, I went to the dispensary. The lady knew. I do my podcast. She knows I like to get fucked up and high. So, she already knew what was going on. And I already had the intentions of grabbing another headband from Oleum. Strawberry headband. No. And
that's good.
She hooked it up with that.
It's light.
The strawberry?
Yeah, you said strawberry quick, and I can see where you can say it. Where you can get that note. Like,
right?
Like, it's the background.
Yeah, it's that cream.
Oh, yeah. It's the cream and the background flavor. This is coming in at 90% cannabinoids.
Wow.
Yeah, and 83% THC. And it has a cool little pesticide testing with confidence.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool. It says it's CO2 and ethanol and contains strawberry flavoring. So, flavoring, what is that?
Terpenes?
It would say terpenes if it said terpenes.
It says flavoring.
So, are we talking... Are we getting artificial terps here?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm getting out of this?
I mean, do I really care? No, but it's nice to know when it's natural, it's coming from plant-derived sources, or, you know, is this a beaver's asshole? That's my next question. Because you know that flavoring exists.
It's like, having the wild side with artificial flavoring.
Yeah.
You know? And
like exactly.
The Kirkland of fucking vape cartridges.
Are we right. steering away from the natural plant that far where now we're adding fake shit to it?
Yeah. Hey, Elevate, if you've got the answers to our questions, you can email us at high502guys
@gmail.com.
If you want to fight me, no, I've never thrown a punch and I've never taken a punch. So I'm either going to cower in fear and shit my pants, or I'm going to rip your arm off and leave you a widow. You know? I don't know which one.
He can never be an ex.
You know, I'm like that crybaby, or I'm just like... But it could be like Ralphie and Toy's Christmas Story, where I just start beating you and going, frigga, 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 frigga. And the big bully Scott is now bloody and dry and running away, you know? So come at me, Elevated. I'm sorry. I'm just still a little upset. Tino, what are we smoking on first?
Like I said, sir, I got this blue headband from a Mountain High. And you know what? This stuff looks really good.
Yeah, it does.
It looks
got almost, a really nice color to it.
It looks pretty similar to the Oleum.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was a lot cheaper than... A little bit cheaper. It was a couple dollars cheaper than the Oleum. But... I had taken a dab earlier. I liked it. I'm not going to lie, ladies and gents. It was a floor dab. It fell off the dab tool. And then I picked it up. So.
You can't give an accurate reading because it had floor tarps on it.
Yeah, exactly. So my good friend Justin and third member of High 502 is going to let you guys know how it tastes and what he gets from it. Because floor tarps are a real thing. We have Clock over here. He's still trying to, like, use his own battery.
You are so determined to get that fucker to work.
I'm so fucking pissed it doesn't work. I'm just like, if I suck on it 1,000 more times,
maybe it'll finally fucking work.
So I gotta live life with this vape pen outside of this room. Okay? Just can't come over and pretend when I hit my vape pen. Bullshit, guys.
That is fucking bullshit, man. I completely understand. Like, we hit this on the head.
Nothing.
For all you ASMR freaks out there, yeah. That was just Clock trying to suck the vape out of his pen, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. I need some blueberry headband, but while we heat up the nail for me... I gotta switch gears and talk a little news. Welcome, Illinois. You join Alaska, Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Colorado, Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, and Washington, D.C. as the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana, or as they call it, social weed.
Oh, so, social media?
Starting January 1st, 2020, a medical person will be able to carry 30 grams of cannabis and plus grow 5 plants, and a social smoker will be able to carry 15 grams but not be able to grow any plants. They also have medical, they're also one of 33 states that allows medical marijuana currently, and the taxes will be as such. If it's a flower product, it's about 10%. Concentrates are 25 and edibles are 20. And the cool thing about this is this bill piggybacks. There's an earmark to expunge or to basically seal the records of over 770,000 marijuana convictions in Illinois.
Nice.
So we're going to play a game called I'm High. Can you name me a city in Illinois other than Chicago?
Yes, I can.
Okay, give me one.
Allora.
Aurora?
Aurora.
Aurora, Illinois. Okay,
is
Wayne's
Aurora,
World.
I know that's a Colorado.
Okay, okay, pass.
You know, I was trying to think of this city the other day, actually, because I was telling the story, and I just can't remember what that fucking city is called, so I'm passing as well.
Damn it, Tino, you win this game.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Is this the one? Oh,
sir, so that is the strawberry headband.
No. We said blueberry first.
Yep.
It's a nice dry crystal.
Yeah, it is. It's
so that's cool.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Like, it's easy to work with. I like it for that reason. I like the sauces, but, you know, I'm a careless kind of guy, and normally that means that those saucy dabs, they're going to be on their head. It's gonna get on the container. It's gonna get on the top, and
You know I love my sauce, though, Tino.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, right? Because when it's dry, and you're just like, that's THC with just a hint of love. Oh, I'm like, ooh, bathe me in sauce. Like, when I order a burrito at a restaurant, oh, it's got the sauce.
You gotta have that sauce.
Ain't no
that
dry.
Sauce, baby. The sauce bows. Right now, we got Clock going in like a bows. And, man, he's hitting this motherfucking blueberry headband like a G. You know how Clock is. Mm. Wow, we got a crazy bomb coming in. Crazy bomb. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's the newest. I won't call it a scoop. It was a gift.
Even though they have Chicago, Illinois, there's only 55 current medical marijuana dispensaries that will get a license. So there's only 55 stores that start.
Wow.
And miracle growers for these 55 dispensaries will be the first to receive the grow permits, of which there's only 150 right now allotted.
Wow.
And in their combination, you can have up to 3 grows and 10 dispensaries, all with kind of in the same, what do you call that, flagship or mother, association. This was the other weird rule, which I thought was kind of cool that I've never thought of. It says that you're limited to 1 craft grower per company. And that means a person that breeds an exotic genetics and developer. There's only 1 person allowed. So like DNA genetics or all these like...
Dungeon vaults and stuff like that.
That's like 1 dude though, right? Mm-hmm. So like he'd be cool to go to a grow company, but you couldn't combine those people. 1 craft grower per company. So look at that. We've come so far.
It's like
now we have craft growers.
Yeah, it's like a signature.
That's cool, super dope. So good for you, Illinois. I don't know, you know what? If you're in Illinois right now and you're listening, write us at high502guys@gmail.com.
Aunt Thelma, if you're listening in Aurora, that's dope. I know you don't smoke weed, but hey.
Hey, Grandma.
Good for you.
How you doing, Grandma?
What do you think the number 1 strain will be in Illinois? I wonder how you look those things up.
Killer Kush.
Killer Kush.
AK-47.
How about Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
Something like that. Like right? Who was that? Oh, Kanye. Kanye Kush makes you go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Granddaddy Purple.
GDP. Purple. High five to you.
All day. God. With the GDP. I love it. I don't care who grows it. You know, it's actually kind of a fun game to play when you go to the dispenser. You go there wanting a certain strain, and then the fun part is when they're like, oh yeah, we got like 3 or 4 farms that grow Granddaddy Purple that we have in right now. And then you have them bring them all, and then you get to choose. You know? You that shop by strain, not by farm. It's just fun. I like it.
I like it too, because you get to look at all the different phenotypes of this one particular plant, and phenotypes, if you're not really up to date or knowledgeable, think about having kids. Each kid's going to be different. Yeah, sure, you might have 2 kids that are the same, but...
Well, I mean, I guess marijuana plants, they can be like children. They require a ton of care, but...
Whoa, what am I hearing here first on I-502? They say
the chai word.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, they're kind of like kids because they all have their own things that drive them crazy, you know? You can't grow one strain the same exact way that you would grow another strain, you know? Because they're temperamental.
Have you hit the blueberry headband yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
What do you guys think of it?
It's delicious.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Dry. I don't know if that's the right term.
That's a good way to
That dab rig's hot and ready if you want to go to strawberry right next.
I'll send them.
I'm getting this ready to
go. There's another tool somewhere.
We only got a little bit of time to smoke a lot of weeds.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think right now we're at the 25 minute mark.
Perfect.
Testing you.
And also, I've got this G-cut loaded up in this, ladies and gents. This fucking bong is crazy. Is it not, Clock? I mean,
2, 4, 5 stages.
Yeah. Plus the disc part at the bottom.
The disc percolator.
Yeah.
And it's insanity.
And if you look closely, each one of these tubes have a little friggin' perk in them.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this.
I call that one the Genesis Hick.
Genesis Hick?
Because it's a Genesis piece, and the first time I ever hit it, it gave me the fucking hiccups for like 2 hours.
Really?
It hit so hard, it gave me a hiccup. So, yeah, the Genesis Hick.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot wait to hit this fucking shit. Is there a lighter somewhere? My eyes are not what they used to be, ladies and gentlemen.
right in front of me.
That's okay, buddy. That's why we're all here.
Yeah. It takes a village. It really does.
Boys and girls, Justin and I are hitting some Oleum Strawberry Headband. We switched rigs. He's hitting mine. I'm hitting his. It's pretty sweet. I don't know if we told you this, but we decided to go bitch beer tonight and get some Twisted Teas.
Yeah, we did. We
got some Rose Sodas up in this mug.
Delicious.
Yeah, we did. The original kind. And I'm a big fan of these wine coolers. I think that's what people might call them. I don't know. Either way, they're delicious and they're perfect to drink in the summertime. Ladies and gentlemen, this G cut is really good. Out of this bar, it wasn't that harsh. No. But goddamn, was it a big ass hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm high as fuck right now, and I'm in love with this bong.
Oh, I got you good, huh?
Mm-hmm. You got a good gift right there, sir. You got God's gift, and God is good all the time.
Hick, you were a very good gift from a nice guy. He used to live here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Really, really cool. And I like the little globe at the top here. Clock's currently dying outside. He went off camera to go and cough.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take this segment into a new... Not new. We're going to be revisiting the segment. My glassblower of the week...
Ooh, yes!
...is another local artist. His name is... And I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's Taco. It could be Taco because it's T-A-K-O Glass on Instagram. How I found out about this was the first time in my life. A little story. I was in my backyard smoking a joint, a Skittles joint from Canna Organics. And at the end of this joint, I hear a voice say, "Hey." I hear someone go, "Hey." And I go, "Whoa." I kind of freak out for a second. And I look up, and it's my neighbor. And I go, "Oh, hey, man, how's it going?" Uh-huh. "Hey, neighbor, how's it going?" And,
"Hey there, neighbor."
"Yeah, hey there, neighbor." And he was like, "I can smell what you're doing over there, man." I was like, "Oh, fuck, okay, here we go. I just wanted to let you know, I have this pipe here for you. I was going to give it away at a white elephant party this past Christmas, but we had severe windstorms, and he wasn't able to make it to that arrangement."
Yeah, nice.
So he told me, "I think you'd probably get more use out of it than I would."
Nice.
And he told me that it was a giveaway pipe, so it really wasn't very intricate, but it was the first green fumed pipe I'd ever seen. It's speckled with green, and I actually had given it to a homie because...
he needed a piece.
Well, I lost his pipe. I don't know where. I don't know what happened. Okay. So I thought I'd do the right thing and give him that pipe. And we've smoked out of it a few times. And it's like a nice Ninja Turtle green now.
Nice.
It's really cool.
That's cool, dude.
So Taco Glass, he does amazing art. Like I said, that was a giveaway piece. But if you look on his Instagram, he does like, I think Sherlock's are like kind of his go-to.
His specialty.
Mm-hmm. But he does wig wags. He does the multicolor...
Nice.
Kind of like the one that you...
Like a little Rasta thing going on.
Yeah. And his purples, I think his purples is what he likes to do the most. He has a lathe. He actually has a lathe for his glass one. So the rotating... you get the piece of glass and you have it really tight and it's just spinning. And then you can heat it with a torch.
Like, yeah.
Sure. Just like that. And... Oh, I'm sorry. His prices, I'm not really sure. I was told it's pretty affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So Taco Glass,
Taco Glass, hell yeah.
T-A-K-O Glass on Instagram.
Sweet, thank you, Tino.
And that was our glass blower of the week.
Well, I've had two headband hits, and I'm there.
Now, do we have that headband feel?
Yeah, we do.
I feel
like I got like a John McEnroe tennis headband, absorbing numerous amounts of sweat.
Oh, that's why they call it that.
Okay, so here we go. We're not done.
No, we're not.
How much more do we have to smoke?
We have this bowl right here for you to hit real quick.
Oh, come on,
guys. If you need a minute,
5 yeah. or 10 or 15 or you well, know what?
You know, I just took like a little hit off of it because like I said, hiccups for an hour.
Yeah. You don't need a big hit.
2 hours or maybe.
Well, I mean.
It's a little guy, you know.
For the show, the show does go on.
If we're in the trust tree, you know, I think we are. In the nest.
Don't take too big of a hit because
I don't really like mixing the flour and the concentrates.
Yeah,
that,
true.
You know, there's a part of me that would either like to smoke flour and just deal with like the harshness of the burning plant matter, but when you coat your throat with that and then you hit that sweet creamy dab, like the mix is just like
gross. That could be an interesting format for a show. We just do one show of just all flour, one show of just all concentrate.
It's true. Yeah. We're mixels because guess what? We're like that. You know? And that's fine. But like right now, I'm staring at that thing. It was like I smoked 2 fucking joints and now my throat's thrashed and now I gotta be hitting fucking dabs for the rest of the show. So. I didn't know Gurkel McFucking Psycho Six Chamber was gonna make an appearance. I'll pretend like I'm hitting it.
That's not that bad.
What? It's so different. I don't know what just happened before my ass.
Fuck, the fucking medicine's kicking in, boys.
We also took a little bit of RSO before the show as well.
Altus, shout out to you.
Hey. You guys have some tasty.
Clear.
Very.
Yeah, amber colored RSO.
It's changing the game, dude. It's like it spoils you, you know, because I went and bought, I've been buying all pretty much only Altus RSO for, I'd say about a month now.
Really?
You know, and then I went in and got some Phoenix Farms because they didn't have any Altus. And I took the Phoenix and it was good, don't get me wrong, but I was like, man, Altus really is like, it's like a luxury. You know, because it's so tasty.
And it didn't burn like my stuff
does. Not at all. It doesn't have all of it. I noticed that too.
No, not at all. So
it has some killer concentrates as well.
You know, I think we're all hitting on something, microdosing on RSO and just having endocannabinoids and cannabinoids just being so
full spectrum.
Together. Full spectrum is the way to be.
Look, me and my homie have been hitting vape carts like crazy lately, right? We smoked one joint the other day and we were on our ass. One joint. This is a half gram joint.
Telling you, man.
It's high as fuck.
It's way different smoking flower than the smoking concentrates, for sure.
Speaking of vape carts,
How hella disappointed I am and elevated right now. No, we're good.
I'm gonna lift them up. I'm gonna lift them up real quick because I actually got another thing that I got from the farm. I definitely didn't get this for $40. Ladies and gentlemen, I splurged a little bit. This is Mother Earth Farms.
Okay. I like them.
It's their jackdaw, and it's definitely more weed. It's not a strawberry. It's not a strawberry pina colada watermelon milkshake.
I got some Kleenexes if you need them. Look here, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone knows that Jack is the thing that gets me crying.
Bada-bing.
We've done it again, folks. We've done it again. How much Jack can you feed Daddy before he spills out a story? That's basically the name of the game.
You know what I will say, though, is ever since the wife got pregnant and everything, and like... kids coming like 4 weeks, you know. So I've been getting like a lot of new emotions lately. Like I was watching Mrs. Doubtfire the other day and I started to tear up a little bit. I was like, he just loves this kid,
right?
Oh, he loves him so much.
It's totally not weird that he faked a whole persona just to hang out with him.
Against the court regulations.
Yeah. It seems totally plausible, I miss you.
Tommy and Jane, if you hear this. You know,
Get ready, bro.
Yeah.
Give me like 2 years. And in 2 years, we're still doing this podcast. Yeah. I'll have found my Jack. Okay. And it will just make me so emotional every time I smoke it.
Get ready, son. Get ready.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys think so far? Like I said, it's not a watermelon or strawberry.
No, it's nice. The high terpene extracts and distillate is a nice combination. It really is. It's like you take the plant matter out of it, the chlorophyll.
Yeah.
And the other, you know, the things that make it 96%, right, instead of 100%.
See, I don't even mind the plant matter taste, if that's the terp profile, I guess.
Sure.
But just don't give me burnt plant matter taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But that, like...
Or CO2. Yeah. CO2 is kind of boof. If you're if you're making oil with CO2, it's got this weird flavor that I'm just like, nah.
In this day and age, CO2, I mean, hey, back in 2012, 2014, that shit was on the up and up. If you had CO2, you were big balling, baby. Ballin'.
Plus, you had way less parts per million than the butane extraction that you could be getting.
It was,
which is another thing, because, you know, there's some, it was the Wild West. People were purging it just out in the sunlight, no vacuum pressure, or using air food dehydrators making jerky.
Okay, so we're talking, what, like 2013,
14? Yes, 14 specifically.
Okay, so 5 years later, look how technologically advanced it's getting, I guess.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
The science behind it has come a long way in 5 years, so imagine ten more years down the road now.
Reach it.
It's going to be way different than it is now. We're going to look back on these times and like what we're smoking right now. We're like, you ever believe we used to smoke that?
Yeah.
You know, because of how good it is then.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Look at the crap we used to do. Hey, this Mother Earth, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jackdaw.
Are we kind of like close to saying like maybe they're the Port Angeles us? Like they're inside us? Like,
sure.
If we got to share credit with the farm, Mother Earth's kind of doing it right now.
You know what? And I'd say, like, the first time I bought Mother Earth, excuse me, was, like, a year and a half ago, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it wasn't that great.
Nope. I
But, I mean, here we are, year and a half later, and they're growing really, really nice, dense weed.
Yes,
it's getting me higher. And you know the nice thing about them? The price hasn't gotten that much higher either. No. So they've gone up to, like, I'd say at least mid-shelf.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Definitely at least mids.
I mean, if not, if that's what I'm saying. Like, they, okay, so
price range. The
price range.
Mid.
But like, they're almost that top two.
Almost.
Okay, I feel like
they could get away with the 20. That was $19 with my discount. Or $15.
It's for $19
half. Out the door for without.
That's they a good
could,
price.
Yeah, that could go for even $22, $23.
What's a half gram, homie?
And
I wouldn't do a half gram for over $20.
That's true. My only qualm is it wasn't really full like Canna Organics does it. I had a nice window. We know about that window. We're packagers, right? Yeah. We don't like that window. We like the blinds shut, right?
Yeah.
We like to hook them up. So Mother Earth, you know, hey, we get it. Maybe do it a little bit better. Fill it up a little bit more. Other than that, you guys are A1 since day one, son. Yeah. What's next on the agenda?
I still like them, man.
I do too. And I remember smoking them back in 2016. Mm-hmm. Back when they had the silver. I don't know what their bags look like now, but they had the silver bags.
They got jars now, I believe.
Wow. And then they had like the little, they had the earth. And Mother Earth on top. And the weed was good. It was cheap back then. It was good to get high. You got a stone. But now to see that you guys are in jars and making... Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys even had concentrates or vape cards.
Yeah, I've seen their concentrates lately.
They don't look bad.
No.
So
I haven't tried any yet.
But I haven't either.
I've definitely seen them around.
It's not working.
E-Leaf, where you at?
Yeah, mini stick. Send me some t-shirts. two extra larges, a double XL. As always, a women's size medium. I want to segue into the last dab that we're potentially doing, I think, is the Purple Jack. So, we smoked the shit out of some Oleum tonight. And
yeah,
I'm feeling high as balls. So, you know, wherever you're at, Oleum, tonight, when you look up at the sky, when you look at a star, I'll be looking at that same star and thinking of you, okay? So you did it, baby.
He's going to wish on the star for you guys.
I'm going to be like, that's the one, Oleum. We're looking at the same one tonight. And you got me hella stoned. Thank you. Okay? Although, Wizard Stones, really, that sounds like a silly name. There, I said it.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't going to be snarky,
we'll get
but
into this.
You think it's a silly name?
Yeah, I mean,
call them Eric Stones.
I think or Kidney Stones.
You want to pass me a Kidney Stone?
Will you heat one up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry I pushed that on the hiccup machine.
It's okay.
Let's just do a dab and just all calm down.
Man, we got two torches going right now. It's getting loud up in this BS.
Yo, and you know what? And speaking of two dabs at a time, you know, I... I told Clock, I don't know if I've told Justin, I did not delete my Facebook account, but I have removed the app off of my phone.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I really don't go on it at all. And so, meme of the week, I don't really have one, because I honestly can't even remember any of the memes that I've seen. So instead, I have a video that I do remember, and it's actually more related to cannabis.
Tino's video of the week.
Oh, how good will he describe it? Snooze.
Easily.
Snooze.
So think of a steamroller, but it has 12 fucking nails on it.
Okay.
Right? And each one gets filled. This guy takes 12 dabs in a fucking long ass steamroller, and he faces it the whole dab, ladies and gentlemen. He was high as fuck. If you want to see this video, I saw it at High People Doing Things. I think they're a private, page, so you might have to wait for them to approve your request. But if you like seeing people doing some funny shit when they're high, or seeing some crazy ass shit with weed, I'd give them a follow. I believe Clock Van Wilder also follows High People Doing Things.
Yeah, I saw the dude doing a steamroller. I just thought, wow, that's all dry. He's hitting concentrates dry. That's gotta be fucked. And if the thing was like, you know, 3.5.
Do you think that gets you higher?
30s. I don't know.
I would say so.
I mean,
I don't know.
The water's supposed to filter out some bad stuff, right?
Yeah, that's what all that tar and resin shit is on your dab, right? Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Clock, I would give you this.
Oh, you got the cap, huh?
Captain America.
So we're going all lamb again, huh?
Yes, sir. It's tasty.
Purple.
Purple.
It's purple. I've been chasing the purple dragon for years. The first weed someone ever said this is a strain was Purple Kush.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hit it off of Kate Berry's stove in what was called Knife Hits.
Kate Berry.
Yeah.
Kate Berry had an apartment. She was 19, I think.
Sounds like a sweetheart. Lounge.
She was a sick, she's a sick-ass chick if you're out there.
Yeah.
We've done some Knife Hits on the show before.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, exactly. So there should be well aware. This should be well aware, but the Kate Berry is super cool. But she said, yo, you want to hit Purple Kush? And I was like, what the fuck is that? Back then it was called... it was called Dank. Weed. Chronic. Chronic definitely meant...
The good guy. You know if your dealer is telling you that he had the chronic... Oh, weed, you were willing to give that man...
I swear
top
to God.
Dollar.
That stove she had must have got 700 degrees because... Those knives were red hot when I fucking touched that Purple Kush. But I remember hitting it and just being like, the first time I ever tasted like a sweetness in a bud.
Wow.
Before that, it was always like spicy or piney or, you know, this was sweet. This was, and it wasn't purple. And I thought she was a liar. It was lime green with orange hairs. I do remember that. I was thinking, it's not purple.
That sounds really pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, I've been chasing that hit of Purple Kush. And then the first time you hit GDP, Granddaddy Purr, you're just like,
There you go. You know, I'd say probably one of the coolest weeds I've seen was, I had a friend, and he had his own little thing going on, and he grew Royal Kush. Now, I'm not too sure if Royal Kush is already a purple weed. It could be. I'm not... Don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
But he told me that he did a tech where when he was curing it, that he would put it at a temperature to where it froze or something like that, where it made it turn purple, just what the plant does itself. Guys, this was... I'm looking around frantically to find a purple, but I have not seen... It's purple, right? No,
that's black.
That's
black, bud.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong. Anyways, I was like, how the fuck did you get this purple weed? How did it grow like this? It was one of those weeds where you look at it and you're like,
whoa.
Yeah, like you're just like, that's beautiful. Cool. Yeah. So it was one of those eye-catching weeds.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But that's my purple weed story.
Okay, I'll go into a purple weed story. The first time I smoked Granddaddy Purple, which was the first perp I had ever seen, I was smoking with a buddy of mine out on this balcony. We were at, it was actually one of the first times I smoked weed. It might have actually been the first time.
Wow, and purple.
Yeah, because that's what he said. He was like, it's Granddaddy, and I thought it was a funny name, you know? And then he was like, you see how it's purple? And I was like, yeah, and he goes, Granddaddy Purple. So I was like, oh, that makes sense. And we're standing out on this balcony, and we're like looking at the stars, and it's just about midnight. And God, what year was it? It was probably 2007?
Okay.
2008, maybe? No. 2007. And yeah, my first time smoking was that New Year's night, right when it hit midnight.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun, man.
Wow.
I was like, hey, you ever smoked weed before? No? Well, may as well ring in the new year, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. And then I saw the universe open up. Because it was like such a queer night with the stars and everything, you know? Oh, Sacramento, I do not miss you.
Now, do you remember if you got stoned on that first time?
I did, because he told me the right way to smoke. He was like, what you're going to do is fill up your mouth with smoke and then open your mouth, and when you see smoke come up, go, and gasp. And I was like, okay. Oh, man, that fucked me up. I tell you what, buddy.
How many tucks did you take? Do you remember?
We smoked a blunt.
Yeah. Oh, shit. A blunt?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of pipe did you smoke out of the first time?
Holy shit. Look, cops, feds, if you're listening, cover your ears, all right? I smoked a Hamilton elementary.
Hamilton?
You just said an elementary school,
and
folks.
They have a portable and, like, a shed, right? And then there's, like, a little alleyway. My homegirl, Mallory. Oh, I think I said too much. Valerie. She told me, yeah, give me $20, I'll get you a dub. I was like, all right, dope. It was her birthday, so.
Good old Mallory Valor.
Yeah. So I had my mom convinced to allow me to use $20 to give her for her birthday and get her a card and such. And so with that $20, I bought my very first sack of weed. And it was called Trinity. This was some super fucking white, like, super frosty weed, and it was large nugs. She said someone close to her grew it, and we were smoking out of a fucking toilet paper roll with tinfoil.
Wow.
That was the first time I smoked weed.
Real ghetto.
And I think we smoked like two or three bowls, and I just really don't remember. I do remember. I wasn't high. But she was fucking high as balls.
Ripped.
And at the time I was like, why are you being so fucking weird? Like, we had pizza. It was a Friday night, and that's a classic pizza night at my household. And she's like, go downstairs and get me pizza. I was like, bitch, fucking come with me. What? She's just like, I'm high. I was like, fuck you, I'm not high. And so I got her pizza. She ended up fucking using that weed and keeping it. So there I was, ass out with no weed, wasn't high, and yeah.
You ain't getting none either. Sorry.
Damn. How old were you?
I was 15, like probably 3-4 months after.
What are you when you were? How old are you when you're a seventh grader? Is that 13?
12.
12?
Yeah.
See that? Then I smoked for
around that.
Yeah.
Seventh grade. Yeah. There was this creek. You could walk down to the end of the road and then climb down the bluff. And it would get you to Seabird's Creek, and there's this big pond there.
Wow.
And it goes out into the Straits of Juan de Fuca, and the neighborhood kids took me down there, and we smoked out of a pop can pipe.
Nice.
And I smoked three bowls, and I don't remember what it was, but one of my neighbors, his name was Bud, his dad grew weed. Yeah, Bud Sheets. Sounds like butt cheeks, don't it?
Or bed sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah, butt cheeks.
Butt
he probably
cheeks,
got that
butt,
hard in
oh,
school.
Oh, dude, he was so tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, so him and some other kids that took me down there, and I smoked tough, you know? And we fucked around. But then, like, and we got to the top, back to the top of the bluff, they're like, we're going to tell your fucking mom. And I just got so fucking paranoid. Because at first I was like, yeah, whatever.
They're like, no, we're going to do it tomorrow. And I just was like, oh my God, freaking out, you know? I remember consuming like 5 fucking oranges just trying to cover the smell of reefer. And then I went to my buddy Josh Lucas's house and I borrowed a Glade and I went and sprayed my armpits with Glade.
Oh, that hurt.
It was like through the clothes, you know what I'm saying? But what happened is it got that foamy residue.
Yeah.
And so I got kind of like rashy or whatever. Yeah. So like by 7 o'clock, I'm all like, so I took a shower, but then the paranoia, like the weed just got to me and the paranoia built. And as I laid in bed, I was like, oh my God. So just there came to a point where I just burst into my parents' room and I said, I smoked weed. And so I started crying. I fell into my mother's bosom and said, I'm so sorry. But the kids are going to tell you tomorrow. I totally fucking bought it. And just confessed and like was out up front about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And how they react.
Well, first, like, so glad you came to me. Mm-hmm. Thank you, like, trust, blah, blah, blah. They're, like, totally cool with it. They probably were sitting back going, we're the best parents in the world.
He felt bad for smoking weed.
Yeah, he felt bad, you know, and he came to us and he was scared, mm-hmm. you know? And then the next day on the bus, they're like, we're gonna tell your mom, you know. They started right back up with that shit, and I was like, "Fuck you guys! Guess what? I told my mom." And then this is laughter louder than Tino's, and I was like, "Bitch, we were gonna tell your fucking." They totally just fucking tricked me.
Just fucking with you.
Just fucking with me.
Yeah.
All the fucking kids on the bus. I was just like, "So what?" So what, guys?
When I told my mom, like, I was at Christmas with my brother and my mom and his wife's family, and I went and smoked with my brother-in-law, and I come back and my mom's like sniffing. She's like, yeah, she sniffs me and she's like, did you smoke? And I was like, yeah. And she like slapped me a little bit. She's like, after everything I went through to quit and you just quit smoking cigarettes, how could you put a cigarette in your mouth? And I was like, no, I was smoking weed, Mom.
Wow.
And she was like, what? And I was like, I was smoking weed. And she goes, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Didn't even care.
Wow.
At all. So that's
sick.
The first hey, time. Mom, if you're listening, shouts out to you. I love you.
Shouts out to Mom. Shouts out to Mrs. They fucking put up a lot of shit from these three high 502 guys, didn't you?
Yeah, they do.
The first time I got caught, it was actually, like, not surprisingly, like, a little after I started smoking. So I started smoking in May 20th, and I think I got caught in August. And I was doing this thing at the skill center. Every day of the summer for like a month, I think, computer class, learning how to put together computers, learning how to read binary and all of that. And I think I knew one dude, his name was Sheldon, and he was the guy who actually sold me weed like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there was like another group of stoners that he knew, and so we'd just get high as fuck all the time. So I'd get money for school lunches, but I'd just go buy weed. I'd just get like a dime. Because that would last me forever. Mm-hmm. So I had a dime, like, just like in those little cute little dime bags, like in my underwears or somewhere like that. My mom was like, that was when my mother was doing my laundry. Mm-hmm. And she like went through my underwear and she found it. Mm-hmm. And she brings it up to me and she goes, what's this? And like, I started crying. Like a little bitch. I said,
it's dirt.
It's dirty.
Oh God! Then I started crying.
Like I'm Big Daddy. They're pencil shavings.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's
and I had weed, so I already had weed. That was just old weed, and like the first thing that went through my mind was, God damn it! I fucking had another dime that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really fucking make me quit smoking.
Your mom care.
She didn't ground me or anything like that, but she said she was going to start drug testing me, and she never did.
Oh, scary, yeah.
So, yeah, I stopped for a little bit, and then I realized she never was going to test me, so I just got high as fuck. And that was my story, ladies and gents, and I'm sticking to it. I think these guys are, too. We're at the end of our hour.
Hey, it has been so much fun doing this with you guys again. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're back, baby. Yeah.
We are pretty much in tune with nature out here, and it's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. When you go outside and you hear nothing but the birds and the bees and just everything in between making noises, you can't be mad. No sirens, no trucks, no light pollution. We're doing it old style.
Appreciate you guys listening.
Pagoda, you are fire. Oleum, you're all right.
Super fire.
Elevated, you're all right. Now we got Mountain High. Yeah, you guys were good, man.
Chalice Farms, you were dope.